There's not a lot of accumulation, additional accumulation, but some light snow across the region. So slow down and be careful. You might encounter some slick and slippery roadways. And we are joined this morning. We're going to visit with a couple of gentlemen. Danny Robertson with me this morning. Danny, how are you?
Good morning. Seems like I've talked to you already today.
No, this is number two for the day. Number two. What you been up to?
Well, actually, Ron is the one that's in charge of this. So
okay.
He's Ron Hoquist, and mm-hmm. he's here with me. He has taken the initiative to talk with Salvation Army and bring back the kettles to Red Oak.
Okay.
We haven't had any here for 2 years, and we thought it was necessary to get them back. They actually have a pretty good payback for Montgomery County because everything we raise here, 90% of it stays here.
Right here in Montgomery County.
Right here.
Ron, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, I'm really good.
How was the Thanksgiving holiday for you?
Well, it was really good. All of my kids have gone away, and so we were home alone. Danny has hosted us for Thanksgiving at his house several years in a row, and it's always been a pleasure.
Well, there you go. Danny can cook. I don't know if people know that or not, but Danny can cook. He's a pretty good cook.
Well, he does our Saturday men's group.
Yeah.
Breakfast, too.
Yeah. So how did this come about? Why did was it just like we don't have the – I want to say bell ringers. That's probably not correct terminology.
Well, it's a kettle drive, and we have bell ringers.
The kettle drive.
We, as a group, decided a year ago we wanted to –
Who's the group?
My men's study group is a Bible study group that meets at the YMCA
mm-hmm.
that has met for decades. I've been with them about 7 years, and we decided that we'll help the kettle campaign.
Okay.
Take our turns ringing the bells. Well, we found out that there wasn't a kettle campaign. They needed somebody to organize it, and so as we looked into it, they decided that we could do it. So we've set up a group to be a service extension unit for the Salvation Army. And so we'll be doing the kettle campaign this year, ringing those bells and having kettles available for donations at Fairway and Hy-Vee food stores every Friday night and all day Saturday the next 3 weeks before Christmas.
That's one of those things that you just kind of get accustomed to during the holiday, Christmas holiday. You hear the bell ringing, and, I don't know. You walk past it. I don't know if you necessarily think about it. But tell me, Danny alluded to that most of it stays right here. In Montgomery County, right?
Yes, we have. We'll be able to disperse that money to people with temporary, immediate needs, and we'll be able to help with people that need assistance with food, with motel rooms if necessary, gas, rent, mm-hmm. and utilities if necessary. So we have a real strict guideline on what we can do for temporary needs only. But I think there's needs that haven't been met.
Sure.
And we're working with the police department, and they're going to help funnel those needs to us. And the pastors that we haven't talked to yet, but we're going to, and as well as the food banks and the Crisis Pregnancy Center, all those people help identify the needs.
Okay.
And then we'll be standing by to fund it.
So 90% of the money that's raised, you walk out of Hy-Vee or Fairway, throw a few dollars in the kettle, whatever you can afford, whatever makes sense for you, 90% of that is going to stay right here and go to those type of needs that you just mentioned.
That's right.
The Red Oak Police Department will be the ones that help identify those needs. How does that
and
do people apply, or do they say, hey, this individual may need some help? How does that work?
We're not real sure. We're growing into this.
I got you. This is developing as we're going here. Huh?
I wanted to get in the kettle campaign and then worry about paying it out later. But no, they want to.
We probably won't pay anything out until January.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they've set up an account at the bank, Houghton State Bank, for us to make deposits. And what we did before, when this was operating and we took our turns ringing the bells, I've been there when the kettles were so full you couldn't stuff another dime in them. This community is very generous. And a little bit of money from a lot of people will help the few that really need it. And so then we'll take that money and we'll deposit it in the Houghton State Bank where we have an account, and then we'll be able to draw off of that as people have needs throughout the year. So it's not just a Christmas need. It's a Christmas funding for the whole year.
You bet.
Need.
So it's going to be Friday, Friday night,
mm-hmm.
Saturday.
Yes.
All day Saturday at those two locations.
Yes.
What is there? So can just you mentioned that there's the men's study group that Denny and I have talked about many times, been meeting down at the Montgomery County Family YMCA for a long time.
Yep.
You mentioned that you talked about it, but will you be? Do you have to be a member of that study group to volunteer? Can anyone volunteer?
No. Danny's organizing the kettle campaign. We've got people in our church that want to be involved with it. They have children that like to stand there. And this is really welcoming for people who walk in and out of a grocery store to see a child there with his apron on, ringing a bell, and passing and out.
If there's a service organization that would like to take a four-hour slot, that way you don't, you know, if you've got four people, you don't even have to be there the whole 4 hours. Each one of you can take an hour and be there but give me a call and we'll set you up.
Okay. What's my responsibility as a bell ringer? What do I have to be able to do?
Just greet people. Just be friendly and thank people if they donate. Greet them, whether they donate or not. Be pleasant. This is a community outreach thing that really helps everybody feel better.
Yeah.
I mean, I walk past these all over in the cities and never really think about it. But here in my hometown, when I see somebody I recognize, I feel more like putting some change in there.
Yeah.
And so we want to be part of the community. We'll have a lot of different faces greeting people coming in other stores. The stores welcome us. Both Hy-Vee and Fairway welcome us to come and greet people at their store.
Be pleasant and be friendly. That eliminates a couple people I know, but for the most part.
I can tell you. For the most part. When Santa is standing there ringing a bell, you get a different look.
I bet you do get some looks. Probably.
Danny all dressed up a couple years ago. Alice Arthur Hope was Mrs. Santa Claus. And I'm telling you, people stood around taking pictures.
Yeah, I bet they did. So, but what a great, and again, just to reiterate, of, you know, 9 cents of every dime you put in there is going to stay right here. And it goes to needs that are here, we could say.
We're going to be with the pregnancy center, and that could be somebody, hey, I'm out of diapers, and I really need some. And if anybody's been buying diapers lately, they're not cheap.
Well, anything.
Yeah.
I mean, just look across the board. Most things are.
Formula.
Yeah, I mean, most things are really expensive. So what a great thing. So you saw a need. You thought, well, it's not here anymore, so here we go.
It wasn't just the need. It was the fact that we sit around every Thursday morning and we kind of found ourselves a new purpose for ourselves as a group.
Yeah.
And we're really excited about this.
So service organizations, individuals, church groups.
You bet.
Could youth groups.
Yep.
Go ring the bell.
Go ring the bell.
Yep. If they'll call, I'll set them up with the time that they could be there.
How would they do that, Danny, if you say they'll call? What do they need? What number?
712-621-2772. They call me, I'll set them up with a time.
You'll get them a time, you'll get them scheduled, and this for the next 3 weekends, mm-hmm. starting this Friday. And
so there's Friday night, there's only 1 4-hour time.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, it started like 8 in the morning and goes until 8 at night. So you can divide that up into 4 hours. And
I'll meet them there. I'll have the equipment. I've got the aprons that they'll be wearing. Just give them the very minimum instructions and make sure they feel comfortable greeting people.
And they don't have to worry about counting the money or taking care of the money.
Okay, so that's where I was going to go next.
We'll take care of picking that up and getting it. Both of the grocery stores have said that if we needed to, we could leave it there, but they don't like to.
Right.
So we'll plan on – we'll set up so that we pick it up and deposit it every night so that we don't have that problem of being so packed you can't get anything else in it.
That's right. But wouldn't that be a good problem to have a time or two for this whole thing?
I remember it a long time.
Yeah, absolutely.
No,
so
we'll take care of the bell ringers when they get there. They'll be real comfortable, and we'll take care of the equipment and get it all set up.
So it's not a high demand. I have to be friendly. I have to be kind. I have to ring the bell.
Yeah,
welcome people.
You don't even have to solicit donations. You don't have to beg for money and nothing.
Yeah. People know why you're there.
They know why you're there, and they act on their own.
Yeah. What a great thing.
Yeah.
And it's kind of the organization that heads this is the Salvation Army, right? They're kind of the big – they've been doing this for I don't know how long. A long, long time.
And it's – the The Salvation Army is an evangelical worldwide church, and but we don't have to belong to the church. We're a service extension unit helping fulfill needs, and their purpose of delivering needs is to help promote the gospel. There's a Christian organization, and a lot of people recognize that.
Yeah.
And I've had a lot of people over the years come up to that barrel and say, I really believe in this. And they, regardless of how much money they put in there, they realize the Salvation Army does a lot of good.
Yeah.
And one thing I didn't realize, Danny and a lot of the guys from our group were helping through the tornado disasters a year ago. Samaritan's Purse was organizing a lot of the work that these guys did.
Yeah.
Salvation Army was there on the ground, too. They had trailers out and people giving assistance the whole time in Greenfield and places that had the tornadoes.
This is really win-win. I mean, it's just win all the way around. There's not really a downside to this that I can see. So
thank you.
I think it's a great opportunity for people. Can we switch gears just a little bit and talk about the men's Bible study?
Sure.
That has been going on for decades. Men's Bible study starts
over 20 years.
Over 20 years.
Seven o'clock.
Seven
o'clock.
That's a pretty recent thing, right?
Yeah, we just switched to 7 o'clock.
Lasts about an hour.
Yep.
What do I have to do to attend that?
Show up with your Bible.
That's it.
And be, you know, might have to drink a cup of coffee. And
we take turns making breakfast.
And there's usually breakfast.
So we serve breakfast at 6:30, and we start the Bible study at 7. And it's just a comfortable conversation. As we look at the scriptures, somebody generally leads us through it, asks some questions, we just have a discussion about what God's telling us. And we always end with listing the prayer needs of people that we know.
Yeah.
And lifting them up in prayer as a group.
And it's not directed by one church in town. Thursday, we didn't meet because of Thanksgiving, but the week before, I looked around and there were 5 different churches represented by
so
the people there.
It doesn't matter your necessarily where you go to church or what your religious beliefs are there, but show up and study the Bible.
That's right.
So lasts about an hour.
And it's non-confrontational. If you if you don't agree on something, it doesn't matter. Nobody's going to beat you down. We'll listen to anybody.
There you go. There you go.
And we'll express ourselves openly and without condemnation.
Yeah. And usually there's about 15, something like that, 15 to 20. I think 20 is about the most I've seen. Usually about 13 to 15 people there. And like I said, when you got 15 people there and you've got 5 churches represented, that's a, you know, everybody says that when you get above about 6 people, it's too big, too small of a to do any study. I think we have a great study. You know, you hear a lot of different views on,
which frankly I think is good.
Oh yeah,
I think it's good to hear other views and different interpretations of how you and I may read the same chapter and verse, but I have a different interpretation than maybe what you would have, Ron, or what Danny would have. So
there's some doctrinal differences, but between our denominations, for sure. But when you discuss it openly without condemning anybody's view, it's just not threatening.
Yeah. Every Thursday at 7 o'clock. Show up at 6:30 and have some coffee and breakfast.
That's right.
There you go.
There. All right.
And you never know for sure what's going to be for breakfast because somebody different. You know, it might be Casey's Pizza, but, you know.
Which I like. I like it. I mean, I'm not a hater.
And you don't have a study.
There's some people that don't like that. Yeah. So.
You don't have a study guide to go home and do homework. You just walk in, open the Bible, and we'll just start reading, and we'll start talking.
Sometimes we go through 2 verses, and sometimes we go through a chapter.
And if you want to read ahead and get some preparation, you can. You don't have to.
Very good. Ron Hawk was with me and Danny Robertson talking about the Salvation Army, the Kettle Ringers, the Bell Ringers, the Kettle Drive. Starts this Friday and Saturday, and then it's going to go for the next few weekends. If you want to volunteer, if you're a church group, if you're a youth group, if you're a service organization, or maybe just an individual.
There you go.
And it'll be a good family activity.
Want to bring your family and ring bells for 4 hours? You're more than welcome.
And that's what you do. Ring bells, be nice, say hi, greet people.
And it's amazing how many people you see that's like, oh, I remember you, I know you.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And thanks to Fairway and thanks to Hy-Vee.
Absolutely.
For offering up their facilities for, because that's, you know, a lot of people go into those two locations, so.
Well, we also have some individual desktop, or I guess what you would call them, desktops, countertop we have some out to Baumgars
okay.
at their cash registers. So, you know, those are that's another place that you can.
You'll see those around town.
You'll see them.
And the convenience stores, any place where there's, you know, high traffic retailers.
90% of it stays right here in Montgomery County.
That's correct.
Good deal. What else do we need to touch on? Danny or Ron, what have we left out that we need to touch on? If you have a question, you can call Danny.
You bet. Yep.
712-621-2772. Or talk to Ron if you see Ron out
and
about.
And really, I'm really pleased with working with the police department. We, some of us are also Gideons. We pass out Bibles at the National Night Out. We have a table down there. And the police community relations in Red Oak, I think, are in excellent condition, excellent shape, good people.
Yeah.
And having them just assist us with this means a lot to us. And they're very supportive.
Very good. Anything else we need to touch on? What's the rest of your day hold, Ron?
I got to go to Omaha.
Oh, well, there you go.
Pick up medicine.
You be careful. Roads are slipping. Slipper.
You're
be careful.
Driving for the hospital?
No,
oh,
not today.
Just
for us.
I got you. Danny, how about you?
Well, I think I'll go home and maybe make some candy.
Okay. Hey, if you have an extra piece or two, I'm just saying. Very good. Nice to see you both. Thanks for stopping by. Make it a good one.
KCSI-FM, Villisca, Red Oak, and Shenandoah. KOAK-AM, Red Oak, and Atlantic.